All right, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for April 23rd, 2019 to order. All rise for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll go ahead and open up to public comments. Any comments? All right, then we'll go ahead and move on to agenda review. Is there anything to add, delete to the agenda? Anything to add, Jim?
No.
Did I look for a motion to adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt the agenda?
Second.
Moving second to adopt the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Second.
Moving second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Passes. Move on to, let's see, put in number six. Move on to old city business?
That's for being late.
Good. Put them at the end. George Street Development.
All right, so basically where we're at there is we agreed on the whack and sack last meeting. Scotty, do you know, did Avery ever come out today?
Nope, I just checked tonight.
So basically what we're waiting to kind of, only things we need to finalize up here is the final plat. So they need to stake that out, put a survey together. And then Lois will need to talk to her attorney and get out the paperwork put together for the land acquisition that we'll be acquiring from her in exchange for waiving the whack and sack fee. So that's kind of the two big things on Lois's end yet that has to be done. Once that's done, we'll finalize up and both sign the developer's agreement, and then we should be good to go. So, but that them are the two big pieces of the puzzle though that we need as that final plat yet. And I know Sibley Surveyors was going to try and get out this week, but I don't think this rain is helping either. So I know back there, I went and drove back there the other morning, and it's pretty, all the water sits there.
Yeah, there's about 2 feet of water in the trees in that down there. So yeah. I don't know if they'll even come out to stake. I don't exactly know where our places are going to sit, but I got a feeling she's got that most of that where the water is sitting now will have to be filled in.
So once we have them things, then we should be able to finalize developer's agreement and move forward with the project. So from what I understand with today's findings, she came in to apply for permit. So we did give her the permit to give to her builder to fill out. So all indications would be that it's a go. Water tower. Two things I got on the tower. Is Department of Health has now officially approved the tower at 75,000 gallons. I just got it today. I haven't been able to go through the whole thing, but they've approved the 75,000 gallons, which was the biggest thing is which we needed for PFA, because when we did the IUP, the intended use plan, back last year, we had 50,000, new water tower, 50,000 on there. So they needed this approval from Department of Health for the funding. The other thing we're waiting on is the 106 group. They're a group that comes out. They do the architectural history of the tower and the land, which we kind of talked about, touch base last meeting. They came out last Thursday, did their on-site visit. I'm hoping another week we should have their report to be able to submit to the Historical Society. And then that could take another 30 days.
Good.
So it's like we discussed last meeting, I think it's kind of crazy that we have to pay $7,000 for to state something isn't really of historical value other than the age.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at with the tower. Public nuisances. All right, so just give you an update on 625 went out to the address with Department of Carver County Public Health and inspected the home and inside the garage, and nothing seen by Carver County that it would, the house was unfit or anything, and no nuisance to declare there. Outside, different story, but that would be handled by us, by our ordinances. So I did talk to them that we would like to bring in an exterminator. So basically what I'm looking for their property tonight is okay to hire Francis Pest Control. They have a exterminators right here in Carver County. They'll come out. They will encase the whole property. As we said, we don't want to disrupt that property. So I think the first thing we need to do is extinguish the rodents first, and then we'll deal with the, you know, the nuisance violations on the property. So they'll come out, and they said it'd be about $300 to do the whole yard to contain it, and they would guarantee it for 6 months. Whereas, who was it? Plunkett's, right? They kind of gave us a quote up to $1,000, and I was like, I like the guaranteed 306 months proposal. So, so basically, just look for approval motion tonight that to have Francis Pest Control come out and take care of their property.
I move to have Francis Pest Control come take care of our nuisance property.
Second. Moving seconded to use Francis Pest Control for 625 Kim Avenue. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Come out here.
Okay, so I will call them first thing morning. Get them out. They should be out this week. Let's see. So the other property we have here is 451 Maria Avenue. We sent out letters. Basically, I told them they have till the 18th. As you can see up there, it's kind of tough, but
it's quite the junkyard he's got going on there.
He's remodeling.
Get a dumpster.
But I don't think that allows you to turn your yard into. So as you can see, you know, it's kind of tough, but I mean, even this, he's at least moved up the sidewalk and. Yeah, I'll pull that one up too. But I mean, there's just, looks like a war zone.
The back side.
Even though you're constructing, you need to have it presented.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, we gave him till the 18th last Thursday. Basically, you know, nothing about him. Hasn't done nothing. Drove by this morning. It's pretty rough. Not much change. And he's got stuff. I mean, who knows? That could be another rodent infested place with all that junk too. So that's a concern. So as far as I'm concerned, I think that's what I would look is that we declared a nuisance, giving him till March 13th. It gives him 3 weeks. Or sorry, March. Going backwards. I wish it worked that way. May 13th, which then we'd have council meeting the 14th. If it's not done by then, we've declared a nuisance and send it to Carver County for prosecution.
Or he can request to be seen on the block.
Well, which should have been tonight. You did mention that to him, so I know that. So,
any additional questions or thoughts from the council?
Pretty straightforward.
You don't need a motion to move forward with the letter, do you?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. So, why don't you guys go ahead and do that?
Yep.
Set it for May 13th, and we'll figure out what happens on May 14th.
Okay. And then the one other nuisance we have right now that's going, and for everybody that listens to these tapes, these are not the only properties getting letters. So we ask that everybody please, as the weather changes here, to clean up their properties. There are numerous other letters going out this week. And even I think last week we sent a few out. So we kind of are canvassing. We're looking to put a city letter together too, asking people to take care of their properties. So these aren't the only people. There will be others for the next meeting. So just give you a heads up.
I know there's a... Norwood has their recycle deal, right?
Yes.
Is that something that you think we should do here? Should we just put some dumpsters and put a date? I mean, I'd be more than happy on a Saturday to man it for a couple hours if somebody could, or you guys could pitch in and have it from us for certain hours. I could go over and talk to Recycle, or we could call...
We can call Waste. Waste Management will come and do it for us.
Or Waste Management?
Yeah.
I mean,
But I think if we do it this time... We're going to have something from Waste, you know, that says, even like the countywide pickup,
yeah.
This is what is free,
yeah.
This is what you get charged for.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's...
That was my next question. Yeah. I was going to bring up and have a dumpster, or have like Greenout Recycle bring something over where they could throw all their metal stuff in, and they take it. I don't know, Waste Management, will they just take a mixed
that's,
bag?
That's what's kind of frustrating with... Is it Northern Metal?
Yeah.
Right now they are. But they're not open on Saturdays anymore.
No, but they could come so, pick it up.
Right, I mean, but it just it's frustrating
bring,
that...
They could bring a dumpster and bring it here and you know...
Yeah, that would be an option. We could call and look at that,
or
too.
Or would it get too expensive for the city for...
I printed off their dumpster sizes and the prices for them. I think their largest 40-yard one was...
But, I mean, if we just brought one up here, Tanner, they could bring, like... Say they got a couple old bicycles or something. Instead of having them standing against the house, bring them up here, throw them in the dumpster, you know, and let mm-hmm. whenever on Monday let Northern come pick the stuff or take it. They can have the stuff, the metal, the iron, whatever.
We definitely would have to man it. You know, that would be the biggest thing.
Yeah, because otherwise they throw everything they have to hand.
Right, right. So we'd have to figure out
we have a list
what
of
we
what
want,
what can go in, and
right? What we want to allow.
Why don't you? We did this what 6 years ago?
God, that was so long ago. Maybe four or five.
It wasn't old enough without council.
Yeah,
and 5 years old, probably.
It
went pretty well, but it was. I think it cost us more than we initially thought.
That's what I'm doing. It
wasn't as close exactly what we were going to get charged for.
Yeah.
So that's what we wanted.
And then when we got the bill, it was a little sticker shock.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
so if we know better going into it, what to ask and what to do.
You know, and the other thing is probably put it up on the board, electronic board. It's is it May 17th?
Yeah. I'm
that the county one is going to be at Central High School parking lot. But then just a note, that's the only time they're going there now.
Yeah.
They used to go there twice, spring and fall, but the fall one now will be in Hollywood Township. So they've moved that.
Was some of the cost last time because we didn't realize what was being charged for and what wasn't? Was that part of it, or is it just overall cost cut?
I just paid so much per dumpster, and then
there were items
tires and items that were brought up that, you know, weren't allowed. And even we've had that problem at the hall here, people dumping there twice. We've got hit with a $35 recycling fee because people are throwing stuff in the recycling. So that's another thing too that me and Greg have been monitoring. If that continues, we'll be locking it up.
Well, I'm gonna get some numbers together for the next meeting. Put that May 17th on the board, that's a good idea.
Yep.
And then we can probably include that in the newsletter.
I already have a minute.
Perfect. Yep.
I'm already on top.
Yep.
I got Northern Metal Recycling listed. I've got the recycling days May and September.
Dumpsters.
And then
the baggie.
Yeah.
You know, I just think of like I have to pick on this guy on Kim Allen. But he's got that stuff sitting around there. Maybe he just throws it on a trailer on a pickup. You don't want to tie it down and haul it all the way to Norwood. All he's got to do is drive up here. And
well, yeah, then there's no excuse
if it's
no fee and it's two blocks. So gives people the opportunity then to...
I think it's something we should think about. And then if they don't clean it up, then I don't feel real bad at all. Because we've given them all, every opportunity we can possibly do for them. Besides going down there and clean it up.
Can't do it every weekend, but at least we have a date out there.
Okay, why don't you find that information, we'll talk about it in the next meeting.
Check with Green Oil too.
Chief?
Right, before we go to the chief, we still have one last thing. 400 Railroad Street, storage container at Jake Trebish's. As to what the council thoughts are, what they want to pursue with that. If they wanna declare that a nuisance tonight, send that to Carver County for possible prosecution. There's information in there, kinda has the resolution in the packet. The response from Trebish's attorney. So basically, it's a war on words, I guess, the way the variance was written, but I truly believe, as it was stated in the minutes back then too, that it was meant to be for timberline and timberline only.
Council, any thoughts?
What are we owed by sending it to, basically that would put it in front of somebody at the county and then they would do their interpretation, essentially?
Yeah, and I think that's gonna be a lot cheaper than our attorneys. You know, I mean, our prosecution contract may go up a little bit, but it ain't gonna be a, you know, a lot.
It'll be the same process that we did with the last time we handed one, what, 2 years ago? Or two, 2 years ago? Where the, it'll get handed over to the county will come up, they will come out and assess, and then they'll either set a court date or they'll say it's okay. And then there'll be a court date, and then we don't do anything at the court date. We just, it's all in the county. Jeremy gives all the information to the county attorney and they go from there. And the reason why we couldn't do this in the past, why we had so much junk going on is because before it was just a misdemeanor, now it's a gross misdemeanor. So now it's got more teeth, and of course the county likes to collect fees, so has a chance to get some more fees. That'd be, they would potentially put an end to that issue for a little while.
Yeah, it sounds like at a minimum it's a third party opinion anyway.
Well, on behalf of this last paragraph here still bites at me. Quite frankly, I find it more than a coincidence that you and the city council are now threatening this action against Jake Trebish. For a lawyer, that has nothing to do. These are separate properties. But yet he's saying that that's why we're going after him, because of this deal with the parking lot. You know, that's like a hen in a chicken coop as far as I'm concerned. You know what they do in a chicken coop. No. I say, let's turn over to the county.
But I agree.
I agree.
Figure it out.
Look for a motion then to issue a nuisance ordinance for 400 Railroad Street.
I move to issue an ordinance against 400 Railroad
Nuisance
Street.
Nuisance violation.
Nuisance violation, sorry. 400 Railroad Street.
A second. Moving seconded to issue a nuisance ordinance violation for 400 Railroad Street. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Now we can talk to the chief. Now that we got him, he got his seat all warmed up and...
Just wait, I thought we were moving on to the end.
Oh, dang, that's right.
the auction for engines, you guys gave approval for the old engines last meeting. I did some more digging with Minbit, and they sent me an email back. There's basically, we can either drive it up to Arden Hills or down to the wall if we want to do the live auction. They also have on where the truck stays here, we take a bunch of pictures of it, post it onto their online, it runs for a certain amount of time. The fees are a little less than that, and we also don't have to drive any person who gets a winning bid on it, comes here, signs the title, goes on, we'll get it out of here. better way for us to vote. Officers agree, and they think that's probably the easiest way to handle it. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts, but bring it up to the council.
Chief, I think you got a wonderful plan.
Okay.
Yep.
Another question with battery extension, lab extension. We don't have any risk for them, other than we probably want to hang on to the flyer. We seem to think that it can still be useful for us. It's not all that long, it's not all that cumbersome. Yeah, the flyer's kind of in the same boat, but we don't have to add a flyer to one each truck. We don't really have to go in and heavy rescue as well. So we end up with four attic ladders. And the extension ladder out of engine 12 is a 34-foot three-fly extension ladder. It's at least two persons to move that ladder on. I don't know where to store it, where to put it. Right now it's in my tractor shed in my yard because I was sick of tractor shed over on the floor. I would like to see what we can do about selling these. And I'm assuming because this is property, we probably have to see if there's a process or something along those lines.
Yeah, I think if we just, what we did like for the old Jetter, mm-hmm. just follow that same process where I think we just put it in the paper. Just put it in paper and accept bids till a certain date, and then that way it's out there to everybody so nobody can say nothing, no monkey business, you know, that way it's in, we just would put an advertisement in the paper till whenever, okay. Open bids on at this date at this time, and okay. And then award the bids at the...
Then as far as I'm concerned, I would put it in the moment, but that extension ladder is nice.
And we can always do that.
If someone were to get it.
Well, we...
There'll be roofers that'll be...
It'll be along those lines.
Yeah, we roughly start with
something like that. Yeah. Someone may even take a fly off it. Or if you want to fix the ladder,
I think you just want to swing in one morning and we can put something together to advertise it.
I think we'll do it for the attic ladder and then the extension ladder.
No, there isn't any objection.
The other thing is, not to get into a whole lot of detail, but last Wednesday we had two calls back to back, both of which were more or less chest pain, cardiac, difficulty breathing. First one required another out of ball still at the ambulance. Second call, now we have an out of ball for another CPR device in town, so we probably should have to do both. What I want to try and do is see how we can budget and plan to get ourselves a thermal or a displays. There's a couple different, those are the two primary ones out there in most businesses. Lucas seems to be operating around the Norwood does have two. One is for that consideration, so that we always have one. Foresee us having two calls like that back to back again for maybe several years, but the other thing is the auto calls we do have is a 2006 model, so it's 13 years old. Equipment doesn't last forever. I'd be a little afraid that that one's going to make it about 15 years. Issue, you know, it's getting into that neighborhood where things start to not function quite properly. So what I'd like to do is try and work on setting it maybe next year or the year after you're in the budget, adding a second CPR device. One is a replacement for the current one we have when it stops working, and two, we have two on hand in emergency situations. The device runs about $15,000 a piece, so they're not terribly cheap. What I was going to propose, or what I'm thinking of, is with our pork chop and steak fryers to be able to raise for our fire department basically about $5,000 of that and a bunch of $10,000 remaining through the city budget and give our fire department that way.
there any potential grants out there for stuff like that?
There are grants out there too. We can put in for grants, but I'd like to have a plan. Mm-hmm.
Plan B.
Grants.
Yeah. See all alternatives of being able to pay for it, yep. So we have everything on the table.
Yep. Yep. That'd be beneficial.
Okay. This guy just covering if things are they don't care.
They don't care that. As a matter of fact, the ambulance service really doesn't even carry those devices. Fire departments, fire departments, so forth. And that's why our device is whenever it happens on such a call. So it's.
To our wish list.
Right? Yeah, I have a wish list.
Yep.
Counseling for the chief.
Any other questions?
No.
Well, thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll move on then to new city business, the auto reading update for water meters.
All right, so what we kind of talked about last meeting was we purchased new meters, had to do an upgrade to the system, which cost us $2,000. Kind of the theory then was to look at what do we have left and how much would it cost us. So basically we're looking at about $5,890 to get the remaining meters we need. And this way Greg would be able to hopefully almost this year get them all outside where they'd be auto read. I mean, not every meter would be changed out this year, but at least we'd get them all outside, making his job a bit easier on that end. So basically what we had talked about, we were looking at what would the cost be and why not cost sharing that with the sewer fund. So one thing I would look at is that we just see what we needed. We need $5,890, Greg figures. And what I would look to do is approve that tonight, get them purchased this year, and we would take it out of the sewer fund. Basically, thought would be is we just make a motion to amend also the 2019 budget, showing that $6,000 extra dollars into equipment and improvements. I mean, the sewer fund's healthy. Healthiest fund we have. And there's no reason why we can't take those monies out of the sewer fund for the meters, because that's how we figure out sewer rates anyway, so. Based on water usage, so.
And then would you add the $1,080 right away too? So was it the final number 6970 or?
Well, what he was asking, add $80,000 for Draghi's townhomes. But those costs will be in on the building permit.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Yep.
So first you're looking for a motion to purchase them for $5,890.
Yep. And it could probably be the same motion while amending the 2019 sewer budget equipment improvements by adding, you know, $6,000 to equipment improvements. What would that be now? So I could tell you. Should have that ready. Just thinking. What we have in there for equipment improvements under the sewer, budgeted expenses of $2,500, you know, I'd recommend that we change that to, you know, $8,500, keep it nice and simple.
Was there a motion on the floor then to purchase the additional meters for $5,890 and amending the 2019 budget in the sewer fund? With the equipment and improvements to reduce it to $8,500.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Moved and seconded to purchase the meters for $5,890 and amend the 2019 budget sewer fund in regards to the equipment improvement fund to increase it to $8,500. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
Okay, because another thing I thought too is our big thing is going to be ordinances, right? So what I'll do is just drafting that email right now. So I'll be sending out an email with the ordinances. So in your free time, you can have fun going through them and look at what you'd like to see change. And I think then any changes or suggestions you have, you could bring them up to the personnel committee and then we can look at it and put it together.
So I got the Mueller report, I got some Bruder film, and now I got this.
Yeah. Right. So your free time is gone. So I will send that out to everybody to look at. You just kind of page through, or if you have any ideas, just even without looking up your head, like, what's our ordinance on this? Do we need to change this, or any ideas we'll be open to, we'll look at making some adjustments here. I have a whole list on my board in my office, so if you'd like to see it after the meeting, you can look at the board.
Anything else for new business?
That's all I got.
Excellent day. City reports, Councilman Buckentine.
Nothing.
Councilman Trace.
Nothing.
How was your time in the big seat?
Glad to have you back.
Councilman Feldman.
Me and Jeremy were talking with the rolling population here in town. We got reports kind of that we've seen one up there on the corner of the old fire hall, maybe, possibly. I did see the other day that he was in there and got granite.
Oh, really?
Tops out, yes. And then I had a talk with Kathy Toll.
Yep.
And she was concerned, too, a little bit about bricks and that. Is that something we should, do you think we should be getting an inspect?
Yeah, we can do that.
And see what, before something, I mean, there's a sidewalk right there. God forbid anybody walks by and a brick falls on it.
Yeah, because the other property we have too is 430 Railroad. I think it just sold.
Oh, the old bank building?
The old bank building, yep. I think they just sold that. So I'll probably give them a little time, but I think...
They're about to sell it. They'll have to do the sewer inspection tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then closing this Friday.
Yeah. So that will be another one we'll have to look at, because that's...
Yeah.
That was a pretty good lightning bolt in there, too.
I want to say 2 or maybe 3 years ago, we had those two properties looked at, as well as Milky's property looked at.
Yep.
And I think it's, since ever I've been on council, it's always been kind of a rotation thing. Keep looking at it.
Well, they do a little, they some of them will draw up a plan, do a little bit, and then disappear again.
And I didn't think anything was going on there anymore, but then all of a sudden,
I've seen no life there.
I drive by, and he's got his little cart out with two big slabs of granite on. And then, like, I thought this place was closed down or whatever.
Yeah, we can follow up with that, because also, might as well just lock off a couple hours. Because we got that, we'll have them two issues, and then Subart's property there too, which I think is going to need some addressing too by MinSpec. So.
Yeah, there are a couple stop orders.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot other than just I'll be in Stillwater this weekend with the mayor's deal, so I'll give a report when I get back in May on that. Then we'll have the, hopefully, if everything goes right, next week the newsletter should go out.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to get that out.
That's all I have. Anybody else have anything for the good of the city? Or was it a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting on April 23rd, 2019 at 7:38 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.